I'm Tom, and I work as an academic GP fellow at Cardiff University. I'll briefly talk through the human factors contributing to unsafe primary care, a content analysis of patient safety incident reports. Patient safety incident reporting can support healthcare organisations improve their systems. To make sense of the reports, the patient safety team at Cardiff University iteratively develops the PISA classification system, which categorises the reports into different frameworks, including the incident type, contributing factors and harms. And for this project, we focused on the contributing factors. To examine healthcare as a complex system, we can utilise the principles of human factors and ergonomics, which explores the interactions between humans and different elements of a system. We used a human factors framework called SEEPS, or Systems Engineering Initiative for Patient Safety, as our reference standard. And this framework includes 6 work system components highlighted in red. Our aim was to assess what human factors issues are currently identified as contributing to patient safety incident reports. So for this, we conducted a secondary analysis of 64,000 community incident reports that have previously been coded using the PISA classification system. We identified which reports included a contributing factor and were specifically related to primary care, leaving 9,090 reports for analysis. 2 coders independently reviewed the contributing factors and matched them to our human factors framework, SEEPS. Exploratory descriptive statistical methods were used to summarise the frequencies. Our results found that person factors are the most frequently reported, at 60% and in blue on the pie chart. And as you can see from the second table, these person factors mostly relate to the care team. The least mapped components included tools and technology, the physical environment, and external influences. Our findings suggest that incident reports do not capture the complex range of interacting system-wide contributors to safety incidents, with an emphasis on person factors being reported. So are the reports telling us the whole story, or is it highlighting a blame culture within the NHS where a person is often seen as the root cause of a problem? Perhaps there's a better way to utilise incident reporting to capture the wider human factors components and help inform subsequent investigations, such as a root cause analysis. Importantly, how do we improve our understanding of human factors and ergonomics within healthcare systems? We recommend that a systems approach is needed to meaningfully learn from patient safety incidents, and this includes providing support to those completing the reports to focus less on person factors and give more consideration to the usability of technology, the impact of the physical environment, and potential external influences. Thank you for listening.